O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. Here is my servant, who I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I now declare, for they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And do you come to me? That's the super welcoming and enthusiastic greeting Jesus receives. We would perceive John the Baptist as being stunned or astonished that Jesus has come down to the river. If you hit some of Advent, then you might remember that John has been in the wilderness preaching and baptizing, and people have been flocking to him. The people of Jerusalem, Judea, and all the region of the Jordan, even those trickster Pharisees and Sadducees, and all the region, everybody, all went to see John at the river for their own reasons. And he told all of them that that the one who was more powerful than he would be coming after him, and that he wouldn't be worthy to carry that guy's sandals. For us, we've had weeks in between. For readers of the gospel, it's right on to, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Insert John's astonished face, right? I need to be baptized by you, John says to Jesus. It's one thing for Jesus to come down to the river and interact with John for the first time. It's another thing entirely for Jesus to come down to the river, like all the others, and be baptized. After all that time preaching, the kingdom of heaven has come near message in the wilderness, I don't think John had any idea just how near the kingdom would come to him. He had no idea that he would be baptizing Jesus and likely thought it should be the other way around, like he says. I don't judge John here. There have been many times in my life when I had no idea how close the kingdom of heaven had come to me. Maybe you think that too. We had no idea that God would show up in that way, that place, that time, that person, that situation. Maybe we look back now and realize what we missed, or we're still wondering what it was, or we're in awe that it happened. John's question plays in our mind, and do you come to me? I wonder how many times we've said no to God simply because we had no idea. We weren't unfaithful or disobedient, but we thought we had it figured out and left no room for God to surprise us. Or we were just naive enough to not realize that there could be any surprising. Who can blame John? He had his role figured out, and then Jesus shows up and asks something of him. And do you come to me? That can be our question as much as it is John's. If you haven't asked it yet, there's a good chance you will. Sometimes it just seems too stunning and astonishing to believe that God would come to us. Maybe it's because we see God as distant, cold, and uninvolved. Or maybe we put it on ourselves and see ourselves as unworthy or undeserving. Or maybe God's ways don't fit our expectations. Or maybe the world is spinning around in ways that make it hard to breathe. And do you come to me? Maybe we don't say it in the less than welcoming and under-enthusiastic way that John does. And instead, we ask it more in a, is that you standing in front of me? Are you here to be with me? To be with us? Please say that you are. We need you here. We live in challenging times with many unsettling things going on around us. We live in a chaotic and uncertain world. Events confront us that make us question. We love deeply and lose deeply. It's in this context that we see Jesus come down to the river and interact with John. Contrary to what we might have thought when we went down to the river to play as kids, the world is full of disappointments. Most of us can have a tendency to think that when things don't turn out the way we planned, we assume Jesus isn't there anymore. But this text tells us otherwise. This is the moment that the game changer really gets going. The moment we see it proclaimed, here he is, world. He's the one who is with you. He's entered into the fullness of your world, will know very real struggles and pain, and will experience indescribable healings and joys, and will stay with you forever in it. You've lived in this world the last week or so, and for a while before that, too. You know there are challenges and difficulties and fears and tensions and losses. They are very real. And here, Jesus is about to set off on a difficult journey that includes pain and suffering and fear and death. But he started it all by making it absolutely visible that he is most certainly present with us, filled with the Spirit and God's presence, and that we are not alone. And do you come to me? Yes, absolutely. That is Jesus' answer to John, to you, to me, to everyone. He immerses himself in the struggles, heartaches, and questions. He's with us in the wildfires, earthquakes, the unthinkable wreckage, human loss, and all of the grief. And he is the one who lies in the darkness of death. And even that couldn't keep him from coming to be with us and dwell with us in all that the world holds and stay with us forever in a life that he gladly holds us in. Jesus' baptism is more than just coming down to the river. It's his coming down into all of creation, into the depths of humanity, and into our lives. Over and over again, Jesus enters into the struggles and triumphs, the sorrows and joys, and the deaths and resurrections of our world and our lives. There is no part of our life absent of Jesus. He comes down to it completely. He stands with us in our life's waters, calm and stormy. He knows and carries all of our struggles and rejoices in our triumphs. He is submerged in all of our humanness and brings us into his divine. And do you come to me? Yes. He always has, and he always will. Amen.
Dressed in white, the leader looks like the Israelite.
Over yonder, what do I see?
God's in all the trouble of the water.
The Holy Ghost coming on me.
God's in all the trouble of the water.
Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble on the water. If you don't believe I've been redeemed, they're gonna trouble on the water. Just follow me down the Jordan stream. God are gonna trouble on the water. Wait.